USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Remembrances are being held across the country to commemorate the 81st anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. At the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York City, Michelle Chabon is a daughter of a Pearl Harbor survivor who's since passed away. She says it's up to new generations to remember and share the lessons of that day.
Several years ago, when I asked my father what message he would like to relay to the world, it was, take care of our country's veterans and the families of deceased veterans, and of course of soldiers who are serving today.
President Vladimir Putin says Russia will continue its war in Ukraine. He also said at the Kremlin he would fix equipment shortages for Russian troops. He added that fighting consistently can be the only answer from Russia. Inflation is continuing to be a major issue for folks across the nation.
Another indicator points to inflation not going away anytime soon. The Labor Department on Wednesday released their productivity and cost report that measures labor efficiency and labor costs of producing each unit of output. Today's numbers indicate American production levels declined 1.3% year to year. It has now declined for three straight quarters. Unit labor costs rose 5.3% from a year ago. Again, not good for our wallets. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott is frustrated following his party's loss in the Georgia Senate runoff election. Scott saying Republicans need a good national message after Herschel Walker lost to Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. Scott was in charge of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, meaning it was his job to elect Republicans in the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call government at 1-800-222-1975, and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-222-1975. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-1975 now to secure your 1904 Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-222-1975.
There are still few details after a shooting at a Georgia Walmart. Cobb County Police, northwest of Atlanta, tweeted there are several injuries. However, they say it's not an active shooter situation. They also added that there is no threat to the public. As viruses continue to spread around the country, doctors are reminding folks of some common sense practices.
Doctors recommend keeping sick kids home as COVID, the flu, and RSV overwhelm the nation's hospitals. Dr. Jason Bowling with the University of Texas Health System says most kids can stay home, but chest pain and trouble breathing could indicate a serious infection. He recommends kids drink a lot of water because it's easy to get dehydrated while battling an upper respiratory virus. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A Greek Orthodox church destroyed in the terror attacks on September 11, 2021, reopens near the former World Trade Center after more than two decades of rebuilding. Olga Pavlenkos with the St. Nicholas Church Parish Council says it's very emotional.
It's been a long time coming, 21 years, a lot of hardships, a lot of ups and downs, but we finally made it. And with the support of the Archdiocese and many donors and people all over the place, we made it and we're here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.